It's been way too long, and I apologize for my long silence, but I've been away on a family trip, so no time to myself, and yeah, but I'm back, and while I was away, my husband and I had a couple of really good fucks. One, where I was fucking him, and then eventually asked him to take my ass because I thanks to one of my recent lovers have been reintroduced to the pleasure of anal, and I fucking love it. I think I was born to be a little anal whore. God, I'm getting so turned on right now just thinking about it. But I think that I forgot to tell you guys about right before my trip when I met up in a hotel with another new guy who is the one I met for coffee a couple weeks earlier, and then wound up having oral sex in the backseat of his car parked on a somewhat busy city street. Anyway, we met up at a hotel. So it turns out there's this hotel that is ridiculously close to my office, which has rates for day use, which means you get a room for 6 hours for an attractive price. And I had been there with another guy, and so I booked a room there, and I think it was the exact same room I'd been in with the other guy. So this guy, let me see, he needs a name, so I will call him Matt. So Matt came, and he didn't have at lunchtime. He had to leave after like 2.5 hours, so we just got right down to it, and it was really, really hard to sort of control ourselves because we had already experienced each other a little bit. We knew we just wanted to get into everything right away. And, yeah, so he was licking my pussy like a madman, and I was making so much noise because I just fucking want to, you know, when you're in a hotel, you don't really have to worry about making noise, so I did, and then I took his cock in my mouth, and it's pretty long, so it was reaching the back of my throat, and I was getting into gagging on it, and just doing what I usually do, which is just completely worshipping it with my mouth. I just love to suck cock. I seriously could do that for many hours. And so eventually we got down to fucking, and he felt so good inside of me. I don't know, it was the way he moved and maybe just the additional length, but he just, oh my god, he was reaching my cervix and just, oh my god, I was loving it. He was driving me absolutely wild. I was really just like on the verge of coming, but sorry, I'm gonna interject with some realness here. I started bleeding because I guess he was just reaching parts of me that I hadn't reached in a long time, so that was weird. So we kind of had to stop for a second and, you know, clean up and just figure out what the fuck was going on. But then, and by the way, like, he was just totally cool about it, and I really appreciated that. Because I guess it was the first time that that's happened to him. But, yeah, I mean, it didn't hurt or anything. It was just kind of surprising. But he was still hard. So I asked him to fuck my ass. And he lubed me up good, stuck his fingers in, and then he did. And, oh my god, it felt so fucking good to be taken up my ass again. So turned on right now, just thinking about it. Yes. Yeah. So, I'm really excited to see him again. It's going to be a little while before we can. But, and so on my trip, yeah, in the middle of my trip, it got my fucking period, so I was kind of not feeling it for a while, but after that was over, we were actually staying on an alpaca farm, and and there was like a heat wave. It was just brutally, brutally hot. And one afternoon, we came back from the sightseeing we'd been doing, and there was an alpaca mating sesh going on. And so we actually watched for a little while, and the male was just making some ridiculous noises that honestly did not sound all that different from what a human guy might sound like. I mean, if the human guy sounded like an alpaca. And so, yeah, we watched for a while, but it apparently they breed for quite some time. So eventually it was too hot and we had to go back to our rooms. I don't know, just this sort of rawness of it turned me on, and So after we cooled off for a bit, my husband and I wound up fucking again. And I was feeling a little dominant, so I was just kind of being demanding, telling him how to suck my tits. I'm really, really getting into having my tits sucked. Just really gently. My nipples are sort of, it's weird, like they just take a while to get sensitive, but once they are, oh, just the feeling of a tongue flicking back and forth on my nipple is just delicious. Oh. Anyway, so I had my husband suck on my titties for a while, and I was really, really turned on. And then I told him to fuck me. So he fucked my pussy. And I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but like for years, I mean like decades, we've been using condoms when we have sex. Just because I don't love like the mess and I am not on birth control. But ever since we started practicing ethical non-monogamy, well, actually, even before that, when I had my little escapade in the woods, I didn't use a condom with that guy. But yeah, I just kind of decided that because I'm gonna be fucking other guys, I can have my husband stop using a condom and kind of when he's reclaiming me, he can come inside me. And so, yeah, so he's been fucking me raw. And right as he was coming, I told him to breed me like an alpaca. And he cracked up so hard. It was actually really hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, just obviously, I'm not like into zoophilia, but I guess there is something primal that gets awakened when you see animals. Mammals mating. So it felt good to be bred. Yeah. And so now I'm back home. And my encounter with a woman seems to be ever elusive. The woman that I met who lives nearby. It's sort of hard to read, so I thought we were gonna be getting together tonight, but she's got a date, so we're supposed to get coffee tomorrow, which is like, I don't know. It feels a little bit like I'm getting friend zoned, but we'll see. She does have an unbelievably sexy body. She's very curvy. Huge tits, which I would love to suck and explore. But after a while of like doing searches on the app that we're using, looking for men or women, and pretty much only seeing men today, I decided to change my search settings to look for just women. And there's actually a lot more women on there now than there were before in my area. So I'm feeling kind of encouraged by that. So I sent some likes to a bunch of them and we'll see. I really, really, really need to experience a woman. Women. are just so fucking sexy. I know that you agree because you're listening to this one. What else can I tell you? I've just been playing with my clit the whole time that I've been talking to you. Let's see if maybe I can coax a little orgasm out of my pussy for you before I sign off. I've got my fingers inside now. Just kind of playing with my G-spot. I'm so wet. I'm just so fucking wet all the time. Fuck. Let me see how my pussy tastes. Oh, it tastes so fucking good. I wish you could be here to taste me. And I wish I could taste you. And if you have a cock, I'd love to take it down my throat. And if you have a pussy, I wish you would ride my face. Yeah, baby. I forgot to tell you about the guy that I'm meeting up with in a week, just over a week. Is coming from Canada to a conference in my city, and I'm gonna meet him on a Monday night after work. I'm gonna go and meet him. And he's gonna fuck me. This guy is really, really sexy. Long hair. He's got a tattoo. So he's been sending me these little assignments to get ready for him, just to focus on him and to just prepare myself mentally to be under his control. And that drives me absolutely wild. So I got a message from him the other day. He said if all goes well, his cock would be inside of me in about 10 days. Every time I read those words, my stomach kind of bottoms out and I just get so fucking turned on. I didn't know that my life could be like this. And I am still in disbelief that this is actually my life. I feel really fortunate. And I will keep sharing my escapades with you as long as I can, because it just feels good to share. So I'm gonna sign off, because as you can tell by my very, very quiet voice, I am not alone in the house. So I hope you're doing well. I hope it's not too hot where you are. And I hope I gave you some pleasure. Talk to you soon.